Hola mi gente, my name is Jessica Yáñez and I want you to join me for some wine and chisme. The Wine and Chisme podcast was created to amplify voices across communities of color, all while drinking a glass of wine. From wine talk, interviews, and recaps of all things pop culture, join me every Wednesday for the chisme. Please make sure to check out the Wine and Chisme podcast and other amazing podcasts as part of the Latina Podcasters Network.
Hey, welcome to a new episode of the Fearless Mujer. This is Micaela. Thank you so much for tuning in and for joining me for another cup of virtual cafecito. All right, I'm so excited. We're making history because for the past four seasons, we have featured amazing mujeres on the podcast who have poured their heart into women and shared their wisdom and really empowered the women. But I am a believer that we can learn so much from men. Yes, I don't believe that all men are toxic, okay? I believe that we're humans. We can all be toxic. It's what it is because we live in a broken, fallen world. However, I believe that when there are men who truly have the heart to empower women and to encourage them to be everything they were created to be and to live a God-centered life, it is so powerful. So I do believe that we need to make space for the men to share their heart, right? To really learn from them and understand, like, what's your perspective on this topic? So I truly believe that this episode is going to empower you. This is part two of the Fearless Men series. And today my guest is Joe Rich. He is the host of the first Spanglish Urban Christian Mix Show in the United States. His ministry is being a DJ and really using his gifts to honor God. And it's so powerful. Let me just tell you, Joe Rich is a host of the Holy Mix Show. You can go learn more about that on IG at the Holy Mix Show. You can listen to the show on Friday and Saturday night. You can go to 106.5 La Nueva. And let me just say this, okay, once you start listening to this radio station, this DJ, you know, doing his thing, you're not going to want to listen to any other music because it's hype. It's awesome. I mean, if you're feeling down, girl, be prepared to like be uplifted and you're going to want to dance. That's all I'm going to say. But today, Joe and I are talking about living a fearless life, using your gifts to really live life to the fullest, but also to do the thing that God called you to do. And of course, with all cafecito chats, we talk about a little bit of everything. So, hey, kick back, grab your cafecito, and make sure that you tag me in your stories. Feel free to tag the Holy Mix Show if you like, and also share this episode with your amigas, your amigos too, girl, because they need to be encouraged also. But something powerful happens when we lift each other up. God bless you. Welcome to the Fearless Mujer Podcast. I'm Micaela, the voice behind the mic and the creator of this podcast. I'm the author of the book, Dear Fearless Mujer, You Were Created for More, where I share my raw journey of healing, finding my voice, and true identity. Amiga, I'm truly on a mission to empower Latinas everywhere to know that their setbacks, pain, trials, and heartache cannot stop them from stepping into their God-given purpose. On this podcast, I'll empower you to let go of your limiting beliefs so you can step into your confidence and never have to dim your light again. Girl, this is your space to shine. No matter what season of life you find yourself in, here you'll be equipped with tools that will help you heal, accomplish your goals, and dream big so you can impact those around you. And if you've been looking for your tribe, well, you just found it. Girl, just like you, I'm a busy mujer. I'm balancing life, marriage, motherhood, and business, one cup of cafecito at a time. But I also know that being in community is so powerful. The Fearless Mujer is not just a podcast, it's a sisterhood. And together we'll dive into this journey of life, motherhood, business, and whatever else you got going on. So you ready? Grab your cafecito and let's do this. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Fearless Mujer. So excited for today. This is history because this is the Fearless Men series. And so I have an amazing man on the podcast. And Joe, welcome to the Fearless Mujer podcast.
Thank you, Micaela. Thank you to the Fearless Mujer podcast for having me on.
Yes, thank you. And so I listened to your radio show. That's kind of how we kind of met. You DJed my book party, and I just really admired how much you had this love for God. And a lot of the women at the party were like, he's so respectful. Like, so it was just really refreshing to just kind of be in an environment where like we were partying, but yet it was so God-centered. And I love when we all can use our gifts in an unconventional way to really honor God. So thank you. Can you tell listeners about you, about your radio show? Just tell us more about who Joe is.
Well, I'm a husband, I'm a dad, I'm a brother, I'm a friend, and for the past 3 years now, going on 3 years in January, God has given me a ministry, which is a very is the word unconventional? Yeah, I think I can use that word. It's a very unconventional ministry. It does not look like a platform, you know, a Sunday morning on a stage, you know, with a suit and tie. What do you mean, Joe? I'm a DJ. I'm a DJ, and when you think of the word DJ, you think of, you know, the world. You mm-hmm. might think being a guy, womanizer, maybe, you mm-hmm. know, the club guy that, you know. But no, I made the choice to serve God with the talent he gave me, because, you know, God gives us talents, mm-hmm. and, you know, he creates every single one of us to his image. And the enemy, we have an enemy. Mm-hmm. The enemy comes and, you know, twists that, destroys the dreams, the goals that we have. And a lot of the times, you know, comes in a way of, hey, this is a better shiny coin here. And in reality, it's like a fake coin, right? Mm-hmm. That's the way I like to put it. You know, I made the choice to serve God with my DJ talents, and also to go against the grain of how the DJ culture is a lot of the times. Because yes, in the world, the DJ is like the guy that's seen, and the guy that can, you know, at the end of the night, you know, go home with different women, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, you know, let's change that up. And I made the choice to be a DJ that is for family, that is not only for family, but first of all, it's for God, and it's for family, and empowers women and men to pursue God more than anything.
Wow, that's so powerful. And I think that, okay, so I grew up in the hood, you know this, because we've had conversations before, but I grew up in the hood. So that party scene, the DJ, the all that clubbing, yeah. it was my kind of scene, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the reasons why, like, first of all, when I found the radio show, the Holy Mix Show, I was like, wait, what is this? And I started mm-hmm. listening, and I'm like, oh my God, like, this is so cool. And I think it kind of almost shakes up what people think of Christianity or believers, right? That we're boring, we're just suit and tie and dresses and cookie cutter people, but we're all so different. And so to hear music that obviously I believe, like, God creates music and he creates people to have the gifts of music, whatever that genre is. And so anyway, I got really excited, like, wow, this music is honoring God. And so when I decided, you know, to have a party or whatever for my book, because it was such a huge celebration, I'm like, yes, I want it to be a party, but so God-centered, so inspiring. And so I love what you're sharing, because we can still have fun. We can still enjoy in the things that, you know, like the DJing, the parties, all of that, right? It's a cool atmosphere, but yet doing it in a way that is refreshing, that's new, because you're right. Especially like in the Latino culture, being a womanizer is so cool. being a player is so cool, right? Having different women is so cool. And not having that beautiful special covenant that God really designed. And so to be able to, like you said, use it in that way that you have this gift, but yet you're not chasing the shiny objects, right? The fame, you're really doing it for him. And I think that's so beautiful when we can see that. It really makes our God stand out. So thank you for sharing that, because I just, for me, when I see people using their gifts in a way that it's so different, it's so radical in a sense, right? Like your ministry is being a DJ, and it's so radical. And I think that that's exactly who Jesus was. He was so radical. But thank you for that, because I think that it's nice for listeners to understand like where you're coming from, right? That I had another gentleman on the podcast, and he was talking about like, it's not about me. And yeah, it's never about us when we're walking with him. Me. Right. So thank you for that. So can you tell us a little more about the radio show?
Yes, yes. And I totally like slipped my mind. So thank you for bringing me back. That's having four kids and, you know, being here, being there, being everywhere. Yes, it's the Holy Mix Show, it's a ministry, it's a DJ ministry that's on the number five radio market of the United States, being Dallas and Fort Worth, on prime time. So on the weekends, being a young teenager, growing up, I would listen to radio. Radio's still one of the most relevant outlets for music out there. Still, yeah, there's streaming, there's Spotify, there's YouTube. However, radio still has a strong hold in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, any given weekend, you turn on the radio, and what do you hear at night? You hear a DJ spinning. You hear a DJ, you know, spinning music. And, you know, part of when you send me the questionnaire about how does it look to be fearless, it's like, you know what? Being fearless means me raising my hand and being, you know what? I am going against the grain of what people think a DJ culture is. You know, a DJ spinning the bangers. You know what? There's awesome banging music. And I use the word banging, not in a, you know, not gang banging or anything like that. So, you know, we are from the hood. So yeah. like awesome, like dope music, let me rephrase that, not dope music, but awesome music. I'm trying to throw in some Gen
Z,
some hype music. There you go. Thank you. Some hype music. There's a lot of hype music in Christian. There's a lot of hype artists, a lot of hype music in Christianity that glorifies God and that sounds very non-religious. I've had people that aren't Christian, people that aren't Catholic, tune in and write to me, you know what? I'm tired of listening to the same garbage. It's like people that aren't even Christian telling me, like, this is so refreshing. Listening to the Holy Mix Show, listening to DJs actually spinning, using the art of turntablism, using the art of mixing and combining sounds and music, and it makes me feel good. These are the words that I'm using that I've heard people write to me on Instagram or that have texted me, like, hey, you know, my friend was listening and asked me, you know, one of my sisters. You know, one of my friends hit me up. It's like, hey, is your brother a DJ on the radio? Because I'm listening to his mix and it's so refreshing. Like, I'm tired of listening to the same music, being spun on the weekends that, you know, makes me feel empty. Wow. So it's the way I'm seeing it, as I was mentioning earlier, it's not in a pulpit on Sunday morning, but it is on a pulpit in front of a microphone, in front of turntables.
Wow.
Playing for an audience of one. And that one is Jesus, because it's not about me. And I've come to a point where it's like, you know what? As a DJ, I know how to move the crowd. I know how to move the masses. I did it for many years. And, you know, I go to a party, I get hired for a quinceañera, a wedding. I'm going to play some hype music. I'm going to play the songs that are that are captivating, that are going to make people have a great time. But now, being a DJ for God, being a DJ for Jesus, using the ministry, the Holy Mix Show, which once again is a DJ ministry that we spin music on the radio, me and the Holy Mix Show DJs, DJs from Los Angeles, DJs from Orlando, Miami, a network of DJs that are making these mixes and broadcasting them, throwing them out in prime time on Friday and Saturday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. That is how we are saying, you know what? We are here to change the culture.
Yeah.
We are here to be different. We are here to be radical. Mm. We are here to play for an audience of one, and that is Jesus. And then the Holy Spirit does the rest. There are being seeds being spread. You know, there's a lot of sex, drugs, rock and roll being spun in, you know, quote unquote, worldly hype music that, again, instead of empowering women, and they want to twist it. They want to say, oh, we're empowering women. But in reality, you hear the music, it's degrading women. Hardcore. And it's like, you know what? We want to go against that. We want to really empower women the way God wants it to be. And we want to empower men. And we want to empower those that are not going to go to church on Sunday, that are maybe going to go turned up to the club, that are maybe in the way to see the plug, to get drugs, maybe on the way to the bar, maybe on the way to the convenience store to get drunk, and they listen, they are going to hear a word of God specifically for them at the perfect time.
Wow. Wow. That is so, it's so real, and it's so true. And I think not even just people that don't know God, but those that have been hurt by church, right? Mm-hmm. I went to a legalistic church years ago when I first got saved, and I got hurt there. And if it wasn't because I knew what God did in me, I probably would have gone back to partying and, you know, jumping from relationship to relationship. So I feel that even with the music, because it is the word of God, it has a way of, just like the word says, right, being that double-edged sword that cuts through the heart of people, that you can't help but say something's different here, right? Something's happening inside of me. What is this music? So I believe that, man, God has a way of saying, like, this is different. This is refreshing. So we could, like, have a whole, like, episode on that. But I want to know, like, from your perspective, what does it mean to fearlessly pursue what God puts on your heart, those dreams that he just lays on your heart? What does that mean? Or what does that look like for you?
You know, every conversation that comes up as a believer, as a Christian man, and also being in a platform where the leader is also a believer, you, Micaela, being a Christian, I always refer back to the word of God. And not because I'm holier than thou, not because I'm, you know, it's just because it's what I know, and it's what's refreshing to my soul. So I always bring it back to the word of God. Joshua 1:9 tells us, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. That is what makes me, Micaela, fearless. You know, when I finally embrace that, because I would hear that as a person that was out in the world, my parents were Christian. I was born in a quote unquote Christian home, but I was not living a Christian lifestyle. Everything, all my actions were far from God. Getting to a point where, like, you know, blacking out, just being drunk and thinking that was fun. Sleeping around with different women, being in the world. You know, I'm also from the hood, being born in Los Angeles, being raised in Oak Cliff. You know, these things are glorified.
Yeah.
You know, oh man, how many girls you got? Oh, how many, you know, like, we're going to go out and turn up. We're going to go and do, you know, do this right here, do that. And it's like stuff that was only bringing destruction to my life, to one's life. So when I finally realized, you know what, I am set apart. My parents have been praying for me. You know, it took me, you know, a few mishaps, you know, getting in trouble with the law, getting in trouble, to finally say, you know what? It's not about me getting right first and then going to church. No, it's about me using my strong will, that the will that God gave me, because everybody has that. You don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to be a believer. You don't have to get, you know, you hear this a lot. I need to get right first in order, yeah. You know, like, no, you just have to be tired of being tired. Mm-hmm. You have to be tired of the lifestyle. You have to be tired of getting blacked out. You have to be tired of the same vicious cycle and say, you know what? I'm going to do things a little bit different. And in the middle of that, I started pursuing God. I started embracing God's promises, and in his word, he tells us, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Wow. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, because I am with you wherever you go. So once I started walking with the Lord, once I started wanting a better life for myself, for my family, you know, for my brothers, for my sisters, at the moment that was my family, right? It's mm-hmm. still my family. But, you know, once I started, you know, wanting great things for my parents, for my life, you know what, if I allow God to change me, that's going to bring happiness to my mom. My mom's no longer going to be at night, you know, worried of where I'm at, or what is going to happen to me, or what's going to happen to, you know, to the people that are around me. So once I started seeking God, once I started embracing his word towards my life, I believe that is when it started making me a fearless man.
Wow.
I started, you know, saying, you know what, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that's something I teach my kids every morning. You know, that's a word of God. Hey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And they repeat after me. That's something that I'm already putting in their little minds, in their little heads, so they can live with that. And maybe they might not understand it at the moment, but one day, just like, you know, I would hear it and then I finally embraced it, they'll do the same. So I feel like that is what makes me fearless, knowing that and embracing God's promises, God's word, on a daily basis, every, you know, second by second, minute by minute. Because, yeah, just because you're a Christian, just because you're a believer, doesn't mean that there's the op being the enemy, that's going to try to make you fall, that's going to try to make you, you know, trip, that's going to try to put lies in your mind. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people need to hear this. You know, a lot of the stuff that you have in your mind at this moment are not your thoughts. We have an enemy that wants to kill us, that wants to destroy us. You know, you might not believe in God, you might not believe in the devil, but, you know, but I know that everybody battles, and the battle starts in your mind. And, you know, the enemy had my mind, and I had to say, you know what? I am going to believe God. I am going to trust God. Yeah. And God, take control of my mind, because I can do it. In other words, Jesus, take the wheel.
Wow. That's so, I love that you mentioned that, because that's something that I've talked about a lot, just really uncovering those lies. Mm-hmm. And I think that, because you're right, like it says it in John 10:10, the enemy, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus mm-hmm. came that we should have abundant life. He came to give us that. So what does that even mean, right? For those that are listening that maybe don't have a relationship with God, I think that if when you're a child and things start happening to you, or even you grow up, a lot of us grew up in brokenness, right? Because this is a fallen world. No one's perfect. But you grow up with maybe it's trauma or dysfunction, and you immediately start believing lies. And sometimes we can be having a nice life, but something can happen that comes back to just open that wound and reminds us of the lies, right? And now we start believing these lies. So I love that you mentioned that, because it's so true. And a lot of times, especially when we have these big dreams, or we're trying to live life, like walk our calling or pursue these dreams, right? We don't get to accomplish them because we are believing lies. And so I love that you mentioned that, because you're right. It's all about who God created us to be. Who did he create us to be? Because once we understand that, okay, my life is not, I'm not self-made, like this self-made culture, I'm not self-made. This is not about me. This is about you, God. There's freedom. And I think that people think that, no, there's rules. There's, you know, like sin. We all sin. We all mess up, right? Mm-hmm. We sin with our thoughts. We judge. Mm-hmm. We lie. Mm-hmm. Even when we try not to, we mess up. We fall short. But there's
every single
freedom.
Day.
Yes,
oh,
yeah. There's freedom. So I love that you say that, because there's freedom from lies. There's freedom to fearlessly be who God created you to be. And yeah. Of course, we feel fear. We're not like Superman and Superwoman. We feel it. I feel fear. I feel fear when God tells me to do something and I'm like, oh, I feel fear when I feel that I'm falling short as a mom. I feel fear when my marriage is going through stuff. I feel the fear, but yet I'm like, okay, what does God tell me? What are his promises? So, oh my God, like, I love that you mentioned that, because I think that for the woman or the man, because now a man might listen since we're doing this series, for the woman or the man listening who's like, I'm not good enough, I'm not equipped, look at what happened to me in the past, right? Remembering those lies, remembering the wound that might still hurt. Well, who does God say that you are? Because if you start to focus on who God says that you are, then none of that matters. The past, the wounds, who hurt you, who said what. So there's definitely freedom. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no, thank you again for opening up your platform for men as well. This is awesome what you're doing, Micaela. Thank you again.
Thank you. Yeah, so as we wrap up, we were talking about unconventional gifts and being radical. Tell me, how do you, I know you're using your gifts to be a light in this world, but being a kingdom-minded creative, how are you able to really do that, like, to the fullest, in this freedom of, like, this is what it is. I don't care what people say.
Yeah, no, you know, you have to put yourself out there. You have to not be afraid of networking. You have to not be afraid of starting conversations. You have to not be afraid of looking silly many times. You know, as a creative, you know, we cannot be uptight. We cannot afford to be uptight. So, you know, it comes to a point where, like, you know what? If I'm doing it for an audience of one, I am going to come out goofy and silly and funny to many people, but I don't care. I am doing it for God. This is what God has me doing. This is the calling that he's given me. So I'm going to go hard for Jesus. I'm going to go hard for God. And now being a family man, I'm going to go hard for God and I'm going to go hard for my family. I just got out of a tour in Colombia, Cali, Colombia. Wow. I was in Cali, Colombia for about a week. And man, I never imagined ever traveling the world with the gift God has given me. And I was able to, got through this talent, through this gift of me DJing, because even the DJ in the world, God gave them that gift. Yeah. But God gave them that gift to serve God, not to serve themselves, not to serve the enemy, not to serve the op, because what they're doing, I'm going to keep it a buck, they're serving the op.
Yeah.
They're serving the opposition. They're serving their own enemy. But I chose and I raised my hand and I was like, you know what? I am going to use this talent, what God's given me, to serve God and to bring glory to him. And I'm going to be performing for an audience of one. Wow. And that's open. So many doors. Like I was mentioning, I just got off a tour out in South America. I was out in Colombia, and those young people were so blessed. A lot of people that didn't even know God were like, "Wow, I didn't know there were Christian DJs."
Wow,
you need to come to Colombia more often. Like it was so impactful. So I was able to share a little bit of my testimony, and I was able to just rock a full show, a full set. You know, it was a festival that we did out there, and people were turning up, and people were not only turning up, but they were being ministered. They were being filled with godliness, with God music. And I know even if they were listening to the rhythm and the beat and dancing to that, I know their subconscious was ministered by God's word. through that music.
Wow.
And that is what I feel makes one fearless, you know. Amen. Going against the grain, saying, you know what? Screw what the world tells me I should look like.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to do what God, with my Abba, with my Heavenly Father, I'm going to serve him. And yeah. I'm going to be obedient. If he's giving me a talent, I'm going to rock for Jesus. Wow. I'm going to go hard for God.
I love that. Okay. Oh my God. We could like keep talking. I definitely it's really the iron sharpens iron, right? Whenever mm-hmm. you're having a God-centered conversation, I think it really that's real empowerment. Like we talked about that before we hit record. That's real empowerment. And though God called me to reach Latinas, the true empowerment is going to come from who God says that you are, right? Because my words can be so empty. My words are my own if I don't lean on him, right? And what he puts on my heart. So I think that's with everything we do. As we wrap, is there anything else you want to share first of all? And then can you just let listeners know where to find you, where to connect with you, where to listen to your show, all that good stuff.
Yeah. If you're tired of being tired and life just seems to be going in a circle, give Jesus a shot. Ask Jesus to come into your mind, into your heart. Say, Jesus, Jesus of Nazareth, God himself that came to this world, died for my sins, and rose on the third day, defeating death forever. That's the Jesus that I'm invoking. Mm-hmm. Show yourself to me, Jesus. I'm tired of being tired. I challenge you and I encourage you, listener, if you're tired of being tired, cry out, call out to Jesus. Jesus, come and change my mind. Jesus, come and change my lifestyle. Jesus, come bring peace in the middle of this storm. Bring peace. Man, you know what, Micaela? I love this peace. I love walking with God because, yes, every day it's a challenge. Yes, mm-hmm. we're in this world.
Yeah.
But, you know, holding on to God's hand in the middle of like, hey, you know, somebody getting too crunk with me, or somebody cutting me off, mm-hmm. or somebody, you know, I'm able to, you know what? I'm not going to allow that to steal my peace because I'm holding on to Jesus. And God, help me out. I'm feeling some sort of way. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know, I don't go through stuff. Yeah, you know, I go through stuff, but I know that the peace God has put in my heart and put in me, you know, things are going to come and try to shake it, but I'm like, I easily catch it. Like, no, I'm not going to allow anything. I'm not going to allow the op. I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my peace. Wow. And I feel like a lot of people need to hear that as well. And, you know, Jesus is the only way, truth, and life. When you really put into perspective and apply that, okay, Jesus, you are the way. Jesus, you are truth. Jesus, you are life. Your life will begin to make that transformation. God will, you will allow at that point, your Heavenly Father make that transformation inside your life.
Wow.
And yeah, that's, you know, I felt strongly to share that with here at your podcast, and also,
yes,
you know, a lot of friends that needed to listen to that or needed to hear that word. You know, I encourage you and I motivate you. You know, God's not done with you. You still have breath in your lungs. You're still breathing. You're still going. You know, God wants better for you.
Amen. Wow. Yes, I love that because so many people aren't going to go to church. We know what the church is, a little messed up sometimes,
yeah,
you know, but it's not about religion. It's about relationship. And
amen.
And I think that's really the invitation to relationship with our maker, right? To relationship mm-hmm. with the one who brings peace. That is not like a Band-Aid, right? Where, mm-hmm. oh, let me cover this up. No. So I thank you for just that invitation for listeners to know the peace that we know, right? As sons and daughters of God. So thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So where can people find you? All that good stuff. Just because I'm sure someone's going to be like, who's this DJ?
If you want to know more about what God is doing through through this ministry, we are the Holy Mix Show. You can find us on Instagram. Instagram is one of the best platforms. On Instagram, I have a link that's going to take you to previous radio shows. That's also going to take you to different mixes, so you can tune in. You can stream these mixes for your workouts, at work, you know, in your car with your kids and your grandparents. You're not going to be ashamed of like, oh, what are they going to say next? You know, because it's refreshing rhythms, awesome beats, and what's being said, it's a lot of positivity, and not only positivity, but godly positivity. And yeah, it's going to minister to you, your life. And yeah, give us a follow on the Holy Mix Show on Instagram. And you can also, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you can tune in Friday and Saturday nights between 8 and 10 p.m. We are live in the mix, the Holy Mix Show DJs at the Holy Mix Show Radio.
Cool. Thank you. I'll add your links in the show notes. Thank you so much. Please go share this episode with your amigas. Because and your amigos, definitely. Like I always say, something powerful happens when we lift each other up. God bless you guys. Hey, mujer, before you go, did this episode help you in any way? I'd love to know what you thought about this episode so I know what content to keep creating for you. Do me a favor, tag me in your stories on IG at the Fearless Mujer Podcast and let me know how this episode helped you. And you know that the Fearless Mujer is not just a podcast, right? It's a sisterhood. Do me a favor, share this episode with your amigas, your primas, your tias, because something powerful happens when we lift each other up and together we're truly powerful. So tag me, tag your amigas, share the link with them. And if you found value in this podcast, leave me a review on Apple because that means so much. And by the way, want to take the conversation deeper? Come join the podcast community. Go to fearlessmujer.com, click on podcast community, and let's talk about this episode. God bless.